me have your Bibles. Turn with us to the book of John, amen. The fourth chapter. Book of John, amen. The fourth chapter, amen. While you're finding to pray with me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come as humble as we know how, giving you the honor, the thanks, and the praise, God. Because, God, you are worthy, God. And now that we didn't come to worship you, God, because of what you give us, God, of what you've done, which that's awesome. But we come to praise you and worship because of who you are, God. You are our sustainer, God. And for that, God, we say thank you, God. We adore you, God. We love you, God. And we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. This is my prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You had to say amen.
Amen.
We're going to begin at the third verse. And he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to the city of Samaritan, which is called Sychar, near the plot of the ground of Jacob, gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaritan came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food.
Yes.
Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was to say to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come hither to draw. Jesus said to her, "Go and call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband." And that spoken truly. The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worshiped on this mountain. And you Jews say that on Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." Amen. And that ends the reading of God's word. And for a brief moment, I want to talk to you, amen, from trouble to transformation. From trouble to transform. Amen. From trouble to being transformed. Amen. I want you to picture, you when you look at this text, amen, it's divided into three regions. Amen. You see, it's divided into three regions or either three territories. Amen. Way up north, we have Judea. Amen. Way down south, we have Galilee. And in the middle, amen, we have Samaria. Amen. See, the Jews, they didn't have no dealing, amen, with the Samaritans. Amen. So instead of them taking a shortcut, amen, to go where they need to go, they would head east and cross the Jordan River and bypass Samaria, amen, to get to where they were going. It sounds to me like church folks, amen. You see, the shortest distance from this pulpit to the back door, amen, is in a straight line. But some of us, amen, because we have our own agenda, amen, we don't want to speak to certain folks, amen. We'll go around that corner, out another door, around another door, just to get to the back. You sound like church. I know that don't happen here, amen. But Jesus, amen, he made up in his mind. He decided, amen, I've got to break all rules. I've got to break all barriers, amen. And this is important, amen. You got to understand that God has certain people, amen, personal on his radar, amen. And I don't know if you, but the thing I love about God, amen, he'll pass traditional ways, amen, of doing stuff, amen, so he can get to you and I, that he can do his thing in his own way, in his own time. The way the God that I serve, amen, because he's rich in mercy and grace. He loves us enough, amen, that he takes care of us in spite of what we're going through, in spite of what we're dealing with. You see, sometimes in this life, amen, you got to give away self, amen, so that you can worship the true and living God.
Noon, the sixth hour, which means reason that she came at noon. See, most of the women in that culture, amen, they would come early in the morning to beat the heat of the day. But the reason this woman, she couldn't come early in the morning, because she didn't want the humiliation. She didn't want the side looks and the backbiting and all that talk. That stuff that goes on in the church, amen. If the truth was to be told, if a man came through the door and he stumbled in, he was drunk, amen, smelling bad, amen, and he sat down beside one of the sisters, amen, the first thing you would do is turn up your nose, amen, and you would begin to say, what are you doing in here? And the truth by the mouth, somebody said the same thing about you, amen. What are you doing up here? Oh, God, touch you. See, he's in the right place. And I'm telling you today, we got to learn. Quit turning up our nose. Quit turning down and looking down sideways. Everything that is not the aim of God. You said she's had five husbands. And now she with man number six. And Jesus said, he not yours. Amen. So she messed with somebody else's husband. Possibility. Amen. Amen. So is it that that girl, the women that are hating on her? Let me back up a little bit. This woman has had five husbands. And she with man number six. So that tells me, Rick James said, nah, I know I ain't the only way to listen to that music before. He says she had to be a brick house.
Thank you.
when she got up that morning, amen, she didn't want to deal with the humiliation going through all the women and all the drama. You know how it is. If you get ready to go to school, you're like, man, I ain't going to school today. I got to deal with this drama. She got the same dress I got. I didn't know she had it. It was on sale. She bought it. I bought it. But the thing about it, you look better in it than her. She met this man, amen. And he told her, he said, give me a drink. She like, no, we Jews, we don't have no dealing with y'all. We Samaritans, we don't have no dealing with y'all Jews. He said, if you'd ask me, I'll give you a drink that you never have to thirst again. And she like, Master, give me this drink that I don't have to come back out here in the morning or in the noonday and suffer the humiliation of all this stuff that I got to deal with. And I stop out there and carry somebody to us tonight, amen. Life is not as bad as you think it is. If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you'll trust him with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall renew your faith. The second thing is, you matter more than you think you do. When Jesus spoke into her life, and she said, I perceive you to be a prophet, he said, I am, amen. And he began to tell her all about herself, amen. You know how, when folks, you start telling folks about yourself, amen, they really don't want to hear the truth. You know, some folks ask you, say fat, you say you're just a little thick in all the places. But the Bible says that Father Jesus told her all about herself. So she ran to where her popularity was. She ran and said, come see a man that told me all about herself. And then I can imagine, they asked her, how did you get so fat? I met a man. How did you get to the where you're at now? I met a man. How did you open doors in your life? She didn't sit around for so long with her attitude, amen. And some of your young folks, amen, you need to get rid of your attitude, amen. We don't care nothing about your attitude. My old mama says, if you live long enough, you'll get over it, amen. I'm just telling you. So if you ain't heard it, you don't hear it, amen. And if you ain't heard it, you're going to tell your kids. So that's one for the books, amen. I'm not going to even charge you for that one, amen. But she understood that life is less about her than what she think it is. And when we get out of the way and watch God, amen. Because can you imagine, amen, that how she was fired up, she ran into the city and told them, come see a man that told me all about it. Come see a man that saves to the uttermost. Come see a man that can heal you. Come see a man that can deliver you. Come see a man, amen, that can take care. I'm talking about the man that was hung up for your hang up. The man that was wounded for your transgression. The man that was bruised for your death. Come see this man today, amen. Come have a relationship with him. See, the problem is, amen, we don't have a relationship with him. We want Burger King, amen, when we go to Burger King, but we want a Burger King God too. You can't have it your way and he have it his way. You can't serve two masters, for you love one and hate the other. When we look, amen, she seemed to be troubled in the beginning, amen. But when she got through talking to the master, amen, when Jesus got through putting his spin on her, amen, I want you to know she was transformed, amen. She was on fire for the Lord. And what I can't understand is folks that come and say they love the Lord, they're excited about God, God has done marvelous things, and all you want to do is sit on your butt and do nothing, amen. Pastor got enough of them. He needs some folks that will work, amen.